Shkalim, chapter 7, Mishnah 1, Marshanim Tzubay and Shkalim Lanadavak. So you had all these chests set up over there, right? And you would put the money in the different chests. What happens if you find a coin between two chests, right? Between the Shkalim chest and the Nadava chest. So which chest do we, you know, where do we put the money? Where did the money come from? So Karav L'Shkalim, if it's closest to the Shkalim chest, Yiplu L'Shkalim, then we assume that it's from the Shkalim chest. The Nadava, if it's closest to the Nadava chest, Yiplu Nadava, then we assume that it came from the Nadava chest. And the Kahati explains that we learn this out from the principle of the Egla Rufa. Very good. Because, wow, which, if we find the dead body, we assume it's closest to the town that it comes from. So we learn from there that proximity is something which we give halachic significance to.
And if it's in the middle, you put in your pocket.
So mechetze le mechetze, if it's in the middle, yiplu le nadava, then it goes to the nadava chest. Why? Because the offerings for the nadava, as we said, were used to buy oila offerings, which were completely consumed on the altar except for the skin. But the money in the shkalim chest went for all sorts of things. It went for offerings which were half eaten by the kohen and half burnt up. It was also used to, you know, for the city, etc., etc. So it was put in the Nadava chest because that was the stricter. It was used for a stricter thing in the Nadava chest. So half and half we go after strictness. Closest we go after closest. Half and half we look for which is the stricter of the two boxes. Bain eight similar lavoina. If the money is sitting between the wood box and the incense box. So Karav L'Aitzim, Yiplu L'Aitzim, if it's closest to the wood box, it goes to the wood. The Lavoina, Yiplu Lavoina, closest to the incense box, it goes to the incense. Mechetze L'Mechetze, if it's half and half, Yiplu Lavoina, it goes to the incense. Why? Because incense is actually an offering, whereas wood is just used, it's like the preparations for the offering. It's not an offering itself. So it would go to the Lavoina box. Bain Kinin L'Goyz L'Oila. If you found money between the boxes that said kinin, the nests, or the goyz la'oila for the other birds, those two boxes. So same, karav la'kinin, yiplu la'kinin, the goyz la'oila, yiplu la'goyz la'oila. If it's nearer to one of them, we put it in the box it's nearest to. But mechetze la'mechetze, but if it's halfway between the two boxes, then yiplu la'goyz la'oila, then we would put it in the goyz la'oila box. Why? Because in the Mishnah before it was a machlokas, but according to the rabbis, the goyz la'oila box was only used for oila offerings, which were completely burnt up. But the kinin box was used by the zava, and a woman who had children, and they would put in money for two birds. One bird was an oila, but the other bird was a chatas bird, which was also half eaten. So you see over there that the oila. The goyz la'oila was stricter because it was only used for oilers, while the other box was used for one and one, for both. Bein chudin l'masa sheini, if you've got at home in your house, this is now not in the temple, you've got a chest with chulin money, normal, plain, unconsecrated money, and you've got another chest with masa sheini money in it. So karav l'chulin yipl l'chulin l'masa sheini yipl l'masa sheini. If it's closer to one of the two chests, you find money in the middle, so it goes to the chest it's closest to. Mechetze le mechetze, but if you find it halfway, so it's easy to figure out that yiplu le masa sheini, it goes to the masa sheini chest. Zeaklal says the Mishnah, this is the principle, holchin acha karav lahakel. We go after the closest chest, even if that comes out as a leniency. Closeness couldn't even provide you with a leniency, but mechetze le mechetze, but if it's half and half, lahachmia, then we're going to look for which of the two is stricter, and we're going to go after the strictness.